The United Nations says it's not leaving Port-au-Prince, but was adapting its operations, with some staff moving to safer parts of the country and others leaving Haiti but continuing to work remotely. The main international airport in Port-au-Prince has been closed after commercial flights were hit by gunfire while landing and taking off earlier this month. Most foreign embassies are now also closed as the fighting in the capital reaches new heights. Some 400 UN-backed security teams are on the ground, comprising mostly of Kenyan police. But this has done little to quell the tensions. The Haitian government, backed by the United States, is now calling on the UN Security Council to authorize a full-scale peacekeeping operation, a move opposed by Russia and China. Jody Jacobs, New York.